This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I am your host, Christine.
No. I am your host, Zandy.
We are here today to discuss...
Waffle Homes?
Our favorite.
Thank goodness. Okay, I just had a moment. We had just been talking back and forth about this episode, but never specifically that it's Waffle Houses, and I had this moment of, wait, did I mess up again?
That would have been... To combine Waffle House episode or reviews with any other topic.
Cat cafes, for example.
Oh my.
Which will be next week.
Weirdly might be a good crossover.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll
but it would out. Be bad if it went poorly because next week would then also be a combo.
Same combo.
Waffle House, cat cafes.
We're committed. We're pot committed at this point.
Yeah. And then my challenge was from Harvey and Leia, who wanted me to find positive reviews of a novelty food item that's meant to be disgusting.
Oh.
You're like, what?
I was like, what did we talk about? Oh, yeah, like a clam popsicle.
Yeah, I did not look that up. That sounds gross. I mean, that I know that's the point of what I'm doing, but I found some things.
Okay, good, don't good, good. Worry. Like those jelly bellies.
I found some things.
Okay, okay.
Trying to spoil my
bean-boozled...
reviews.
Oh boy, good times, good times.
First though, we would like to say we're doing a very exciting thing. We are releasing a pin. You know, you love our pins. We've had some classics. We're releasing those every other month.
This is so exciting.
This is like our dream.
Yeah, we mentioned it to our merch folks, DFTBA, and they were like, oh yeah, totally, we'll do it. And yeah. We were like, wait, what? Yeah. We could have just like thrown
They're
this
out
there.
Encouraging us and to do it. It's exciting.
Lucas, who does our merch, or he I just sounded like I just said our merger.
Who does our murder?
No, now it sounds like murder, but it sounded like I said merger, like we were some sort of white collar enthusiasts. But what I meant... Can you tell I haven't worked in an office in 10 years?
White collar enthusiasts over at Wall Street. Okay. Yes.
Our friend Luke is on Wall Street. He designs the pins, and they're so good. He did the pig loin pin, which I never got one. I should have asked for one, but it's probably too late now. But
oh yeah, y'all probably made it sell out so quickly.
They did sell out, and now the newest one is an Eek pin.
My least favorite thing ever.
Sandy's
it's
Eek nightmare.
With a cruise ship.
It's so
cool.
It's so good. He just sent it to us, and we were like, go for it.
Yeah.
And we already have a few like on the back end that we're very excited to release. So I don't know. That's just kind of a fun little update on our end. What's the website?
Go to bit.ly/beach2sandymerch.
Yep. That sounds right.
Or go to our site, beach2sandy.com, and I think click shop at the top.
That'll
Either
work.
One will get you there. Yeah, very excited about that one. This is, it's going to keep happening. So always be ready. It's the first of the month, I believe, every month. So May 1st was the Eek pin, and then we'll get a new one in July.
I'm so
1st.
Excited. Can I make a little like self-promotion plug?
You can.
So I wrote a book. It's called A Haunted Road Atlas. And... I would love it if you all checked it out, if you're interested at all in any like spooky stories or like travel. It's like a travel guide, but although
or if you're not because I don't listen to your podcast anymore. I was one of the OG listeners, but
it's true, you were like the hipster before it was cool, you know.
Yeah, I was like not shocked, I mean I expected a great quality thing, but that damn
the book.
Yeah,
the isn't book is it
fantastic.
Wild? That's another thing like the pins where I'm like, oh wow, they just like we obviously wrote the thing, but then they delivered this like gorgeous, it has flaps,
yeah,
and I'm on the flap,
Wow.
I know. And we had this illustrator named Jack who did like such a good job with all the illustrations. There's little avatars, little fun facts, a little trivia. It's a road trip game. It's very fun and I'm very proud of it. And it comes out May 31st. But if you pre-order it, there are signed copies online on our website, and thatswhatyoudrink.com, and some other stuff. So I don't know. If you're interested, check it out. If you're not interested, check it out. And that's about all I've got to say.
You know what? I think that was pretty good promo. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Waffle House?
Let's do it.
You go first?
Yes. Okay. So the first one I have is from Nicole, she, her, hers. And this is a Waffle House in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And Nicole says, the main reason I had to send this is because it reminds me of karma back to you. And of course, I was intrigued. So it did not disappoint. Here's a 2-star review, and this is, I believe, on a website out of 10. Like, I don't remember. Okay. I think it's Zomato.
Zomato. Oh, yeah. Zomato, Zomato.
It's all the same. So this is by Bob, and it's a 2-star review. And Bob, his profile picture is kind of like a wine glass looking a little snarky. So I feel like he was bound to be disappointed by the quality of Waffle House no matter what.
It's a snarky looking wine glass? Yeah, the wine glass has a face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The wine glass kind of has like little like attitude eyes.
Is it full or empty?
It's full.
Oh.
Yeah, it's full. He has 1 review and 0 followers. Zomato gives me this kind of information. So this is a 2-star review left in 2012. Employees that worked on September 15th, 2012 need to be fired. I attempted to place a to-go order as I am a busy businessman.
It sounds like what I called myself as a kid playing pretend.
Sounds like what I call Lucas, our Wall Street merger investor. Oh my God. A busy businessman is the funniest thing
busy
I've ever.
Busy businessman.
Like, I don't think any actual businessman who's busy has ever called themselves that, but alas, here we go. I attempted to place a to-go order as I am a busy businessman who works late hours. When I attempted to place a to-go order, I overheard the lady who answered the phone tell her male coworker, "This person wants to place a to-go order." The male employee then said, "Tell him to call back." The female worker then denied my ability to order a breakfast over the phone. I realize we live in a college community, but this slacker, lazy, unprofessional mentality of attempting to wezzle out of work does not fly in 2012. This is the era of internet reviews. I'm sorry, but if you can't take the heat, buddy, get out of the kitchen. Work, karma, come back, peace.
Whoa. How do they spell wezzle, weasel?
Wezzle out of work. W-E-Z-Z-L-E.
What? Is that what they thought? They thought
they're
weasel?
A busy businessman.
Okay, they don't have time for highfalutin
typos,
words.
Grammar.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Out the window.
Oh my gosh.
If you
want this person to stay out of my kitchen, am I right, folks?
If you can't take the heat, buddy, it suddenly turned capitals, as you could tell by my inflection. If you can't take the heat, buddy, get out of the kitchen, period. Mm-hmm. Work, karma, come back, period, peace. What does it mean? No one knows.
I don't think this businessman is too busy.
He's too
to even know
too,
what this
too busy
means.
To wezzle out of
to
work.
To wezzle out of the...
0 votes for helpful, 0 comments. End of review.
Yeah, it was not helpful. You're right.
Yeah.
Huh.
They denied my ability to order
denied
breakfast.
Denied my ability...
It's a lot it's of
like, work. Sounds like they took his powers from him.
Really?
You know? It sounds as if some sort of supernatural force from this Waffle House drained him of his powers through the phone.
It just zapped his powers as a busy businessman.
So dramatic. My first one is from Chris, who says, had to read this a few times to figure out what was going on.
Oh, well, those are the
and
best.
Chris, I'd like you to write back in. Let me know what is going on. Unless we come up with something here.
Oh, right. Because the implication is that he did figure
he
out
did
what
end
it
up
is.
Figuring it
right.
out, but I have not figured it out. So this is of the Waffle House in Willoughby, Ohio.
Oh, where's that?
Up near Cleveland. Okay. It's northeast of Cleveland a little bit. It's like just outside Cleveland. So this is by Harry, 1-star. And there is not a comma, period, exclamation point, or... Okay, there is not a single punctuation piece of punctuation. Punctuation mark?
Punctuation mark.
There is no punctuation.
There's
in
simply
this.
No punctuation.
There's simply literally none.
As one would expect from a busy businessman.
I'm like,
such as Harry himself.
I'm like reading through it, like, or scanning it over and over again. Not a single one. Not even a semicolon or something that's wrong.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, so this is going to be interesting.
Run on sentence.
Here we go. I'm not really one to do these postings and ratings, but I have to say this. I love Waffle House food. Like, I absolutely love Waffle House full, but when I ordered a Sprite, there was a fly in it. I don't know where, and it didn't fly in the cup. It was there before the papas poured, and the only reason I know that is because it was all the way at the bottom of the cup, and then it floated up. Then I ordered my food. It looked great. I took two bites and tasted good. Noticed a little black hair on it. I have brown hair and long hair at that. So I asked her to take the food back, and she was polite and respectful and apologetic, but at the end of the day, when it comes to ratings and whatnot, I speak facts. Now I know the Waffle House in Concord ain't shit, so I thought the one out here would be better. Y'all better step up your game. End of review.
I can't wait to edit this and take every breath out, because that's what I do when there's no, when like one of us breathes, I take the breaths out.
What, was there one?
Maybe two, but I
it
think
was
just
after,
one.
I think long hair at that.
And you needed a refill.
I needed it. I needed a refill, yes.
Although that reminds me of that fly-filled Sprite.
Ugh.
Nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
The way you read it made it sound like they weren't that angry.
Yeah. Well, but there's no caps. There's no exclamation points.
Right.
It didn't feel that angry.
It just felt like, oh, this gross thing happened.
Yeah, and it
to
was
me.
Gross. So I'm with them.
Yeah. Was it a one star?
It was one star.
Okay.
It was just, I found it funny the way it was presented, as if, I don't know, as if it was text-to-speech or something.
No, it must have been, because, and that was actually the thing I was going to say, because when they said when the papas poured,
yeah, P-A-P-A-S.
They were probably saying when the pop was poured,
oh,
and they were probably speaking it out loud. And
yeah, and then when they said Concord ain't shit, shit is spelled S-H-I-T-T, so I wonder if...
They've been watching, like, Schitt's Creek.
Where Apple was like, I don't want to put a curse word in here.
Because that's what I was going to say, is I thought it was voice to text, but then when you said shit, I was like, oh, so, but it knew, but
it
no. So my
wrong.
Theory was probably correct,
yeah.
To begin with.
Yeah.
Wow.
And no punctuation.
Because nobody, I mean, it's hard to remember the punctuation when you're, that's yeah. What makes voice to text awkward for me.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when I'm out and about and I'm leaving a voice to text, like I'm texting somebody, I like to pretend that I'm on the phone so that it sounds less awkward when I say, like,
period.
Hey, can you let the dog out? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, hey, can you let the dog out? Question mark.
Yeah.
You know, because it, I don't know. It
don't
makes
know.
It awkward. I wish the phone would just know. Just put it in my brain and type it out.
Oh, dear. Okay. You want that level
yes,
of control?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What am I doing with my brain?
That's true.
Not
nothing.
Much. Nothing good.
Yeah.
Okay. This is an email from Bard, who uses they, them pronouns. And this is a one-star review of a Waffle House by Chris J. Complete ass cheekery. The service was not bad, but the cooks lacked the frustrations necessary to bring it all together. I'm a little biased being from Atlanta, but I will be on the hunt for a better WF in MD. End of review.
In MD? Like,
yeah.
Maryland?
Yeah, but WF.
And I didn't, Christina, that didn't even faze me. I was like, oh, like, yeah, Waffle House, of course, WF.
I had to remind myself to say WF because I almost just said Waffle House. But yeah, that's definitely not the correct.
Weird. Also, I saw some people say Waho, including
oh, yeah.
like Georgians
I
say
saw Waho.
Waho.
Yeah, for sure.
And I that was a new one for me. I don't know. Remember reading that last time we did this, but
Waho is good. It's,
Waho is good.
It's very good stuff.
So the cooks had to bring it all together. What is this vibe that this person expects from Waffle House? Sorry, WF.
I guess not complete ass cheekery.
And also, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Going
this
farther
is,
back, yeah.
This is like only three sentences, but somehow I don't understand any of them. So ass cheekery is spelled C-H-E-A-K-E-R-Y. Like, that's not a word,
no,
right?
No, like, cheeky is one thing. Like, if you say something's cheeky.
But with two E's, not with an A.
Wait, there's an... Wait, where's the A?
C-H-E-A-K-E-R-Y.
That's not a thing at
it's
all.
It's nothing,
that's
right?
It's even farther away from it.
So the service wasn't bad.
But yet... So ass cheekery, though, is a bad thing?
Complete ass cheekery. It's got to be bad, right? It's like when they ask you to make up a swear word that's not a swear word, but it sounds like a swear word.
I mean, it has ass in it.
Okay. That's true. That's true. Technically, okay. That part is a swear word. But what I mean is it sounds like something negative, even though you don't know what the hell it means.
Yes. Okay.
But so the cooks lacked the frustrations necessary to bring it all together.
Oh, so the cooks weren't miserable enough, basically?
Perhaps.
Oh.
Their tears didn't salt the food.
Like, really, this guy, his idea of a good time at Waffle House is everyone's miserable
but
him.
The oppressed servers. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the WF just didn't live up to his standards, so it's pretty sad.
Oh, boy. That's so sad. Well, my next one is from Jacqueline, she, her, who has a review of a Waffle House. This is in Arlington, Virginia. This is a review by Kevin. 1 star. One of the worst I've ever been in. Our waiter was dumber than a sack of hammers. He was one of 3 with alternative lifestyle.
End of review. Oh, no. Oh, no. Say it ain't so.
I don't even know what the fuck it is. Alternate, that could mean so many things.
It could mean
in the U.S. when a freaking boomer, whoever this is,
it could mean LGBT, and it could mean long hair
or piercings or tattoos, right? Or different colored hair.
It could
hair.
Mean like any.
It could mean so many things.
Spectrum of things.
So I'm not gonna go and say this person is being bigoted.
Well, they are. They said 1 star that they had alternative lifestyles.
We don't know about what though. Like, what was it about that they called an alternative lifestyle?
I think we know.
What if they're neo-Nazis?
They're not.
They're not. No, you're right.
I think it's pretty clear that they have a problem with people who live, quote, alternative lifestyles, which traditionally is a phrase used to put down people who don't stick to the straight and narrow, so yeah, to speak. So I feel like it's pretty fair to say this person seems like kind of a bigoted asshole. But
okay, yes. Okay, fine. I'll say it.
That's just me.
I'll agree with you.
You don't have to say it because I said it.
I just didn't. I don't know what the hell this person's talking about. But regardless, I'm sure they're in the wrong.
Can you say the sentence again? I want to hear it.
He was one of 3 the waiter who was dumber than a sack of hammers.
Right. Okay. I knew there was some more description of this waiter.
Was one of 3 with alternative lifestyle.
Maybe she just means he was dumb.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I didn't see anything else.
Is dumber than a sack of hammers a saying?
I'm pretty sure. I think bag of hammer. Wait, sack.
A bag of hammers.
Dumber than a box of rocks, right?
Yeah, and I think
bag of hammers.
Okay.
That's from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, brother. Where are
they? I'm right here. Okay, oh. This is so stupid.
Okay, so the next one I have was also sent in by Bard, and this is a 1-star review by Kelly. My friend went there, and one of the waitresses fell asleep over the food once and drooled in it. He and his kids left immediately. I've never gone there to eat or drink. I've only gone once to hang out, and I kept reminding my friends of that incident. They no longer eat there either. End of review. Doesn't this sound like a fun person to hang out with?
Yeah.
I went there not to eat, but to watch my friends eat and remind them.
Basically judge them and tell them that they're in the wrong for eating there.
Make them lose their appetite as they ate their waffles.
Which, someone drooling in my food, I'm not about that.
Yeah, but also this is very much like a hearsay.
Oh, true. Yeah, they didn't even witness this. So they're reviewing on behalf of else's claim.
They've never eaten here.
And they've never even eaten there.
No, no, no.
And leaving a 1-star review.
My friend went there once and a waitress drooled in his food, which seems...
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, how does it go?
To be fair, we did question how someone would drop their phone in a glass of orange juice. And somebody wrote to us and said, I don't remember if it was email. I saw it like this morning. They said, I once dropped my phone in a glass of milk or some sort of beverage. And they said, I was 28 or 30. Like, they were clearly an adult.
Not a 5-year-old or
yeah, right. They were like, because we kept saying, how could you do that? It must have been the toddler.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way you can do that accidentally.
And this guy said, I've done it. I've been there. And so
I
stand corrected as well. Some people live alternative lifestyles and we forget.
We do forget.
And I'm sorry. And that alternative lifestyle is drinking dairy. So dunking your phone in it.
My next one is of Waffle House in Germantown, Tennessee, from Maggie, she, her. Here's a 1-star review by Emily, titled, Never Mind the Food. One of those days when I felt I should pop into a chain I don't patronize just to include a view of the other end of the spectrum. Little did I know what awaited inside. Sign on men's room, out of order. Sign on women's, men are welcome. Thank you, manager. See photos. OMG. What is this? An interstate truck stop? This is not okay. Never has been, never will be. Call Roto-Rooter. Do something. Anything but this. End of review.
Signed, J.K. Rowling.
Including photos of this being apparently an issue. I just wish for all bathrooms to just be
like,
bathrooms.
Stop it with this nonsense. Just,
it doesn't have to be that bad, like this hard. Like what? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's... Anyway, it pisses me off. Also, like truck stops, like are not.
I was gonna say, honestly,
those have more better bathrooms than most places.
If your expectations for a Waffle House were better than an interstate truck stop, like that was your problem.
Yeah, what the hell do you expect?
Your problem going in.
Go to Nordstrom or something if you want a nice bathroom. Also, or just go to an interstate truck stop. Pilot. I love Pilot. I go to Pilot all the time when I'm traveling because of their bathrooms. They're not that special, but they're like, you know what you're getting.
Well, they're special because they have a sign that says, men are welcome. And you say, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I really, I mean.
Of all things, really.
Of all, and to like be so up in arms, like what the fuck?
Do you feel like if this person.
Especially since this is a temporary measure.
Right.
And in my view, I think it would be better if both of them were just bathrooms.
Does it matter?
Like not, yeah.
What do you think if this person showed up and the bathroom was working? Do you think they still would have found some reason to rate this a 1-star?
Or considering they started it with
never mind the food.
Well, that, and then they said they went there to quote include a view of the other end of the spectrum.
Yikes!
It's like how the other half lives type thing going to fucking wall. It's fucking.
Ooh.
Gross the way they like presented it, like I'm above this but I'm going there to see what it's like for those people that go to these establishments.
Like, I'm gonna go on a safari journey and like photograph the local wildlife. That's disturbing.
So I did not expect anything. Well, and I you know what I assume happened, I assume they weren't gonna go leave a review at all, but they found something that for them was so shocking.
Egregious.
They had to, but they had to give that little blurb at the top to make sure people knew that they didn't go to Waffle Houses normally. You know, they were trying. They were like, "Oh shit, I gotta tell people about this, but I can't have them think that I go to Waffle House normally.
I can't have my 4 Yelp followers think that I am a regular patron at Waho. Oh, shit! I called it Waho. Now they'll know.
No,
where I frequent in the night.
How dare you?
My dirty secret.
Okay, yeah, they are pretty dirty.
I mean, but that part once again, like you just gotta know going in.
Keep your expectations low for Waffle House.
So Bard did a really good job and sent me 3 that I wanted to use. So here's a 3rd one from Bard. This is by Evan. 2 stars. IHOB. IHOB would kick Waffle House's butt in a mixed martial arts fight. Never growing up near a Waffle House, I figured I'd give it a shot. Anthony Bourdain said this is an American staple that's been feeding drunks for years. It never closes and is open year-round. You'd think from all that time they'd figure out the palate of America is changing.
That's kind of funny, though, that they're like, do you think in all this time, like when they were open, that's kind of funny. But I mean,
I don't think that's even what they meant.
What do you mean? Yeah, they're saying that they're open all the time, year round. Oh. So like in all that time, they should have figured this out by now. Oh, that was kind of funny.
Okay, that's clear. That's clever. Yeah, I get it. I'm not asking for organic grass-fed beef. I think that's what you're asking.
Wait, what's the problem, then?
I think that's what you're asking for. I'm not asking for organic grass-fed beef or handcrafted signature lattes, but, well, there really is no substance to the menu. Little bit of eggs, bacon, cheese on top of hash browns. Yes, there are waffles, and although I was tempted to try them, I didn't relapse into a carb-fueled coma. I left feeling bewildered, but partly bad. Their coffee could have been a little stronger, maybe a cold brew to punch it up a notch? Some nice hot sauces to pump the plain eggs up. And would it hurt to have some variety of sausage? Maybe I'm asking too much and people want basic breakfast. If you do, this is the place to go. If not, I'd stick with Denny's or whatever other breakfast chain floats your boat. End of review.
It's a Waffle House! Make your own house of whatever, bees, IHOB, whatever you think IHOB sells. Freaking House of Baloney. That's what you're giving us.
International House of Baloney. Also, Denny's, so home of handcrafted signature lattes.
Oh, like, what?
Like, in what planet does Denny's have all the...
I don't know. Shit, McDonald's in Europe has all that shit, the McCafe bullshit. But it's a Waffle House.
Yeah.
And you, even in your first sentence, you're talking about Anthony Bourdain and what he called it's for drunk people. You clearly weren't drunk. And also, if you're writing a review about Waffle House and complaining about, like, mentioning carbs,
I was tempted.
It's Waffle House.
Like, yikes. No wonder you're cranky.
Yeah.
Eat some fucking bread.
Waffles, maybe.
Eat a bread.
A waffle.
IHOB is really, like, the fact that he doesn't even really know what other breakfast places are, like, Denny's, he wants a cold brew latte from Denny's, and he wants IHOB to kick Waffle House's butt. I'm like, oh gosh.
In an MMA, that was just like, okay, that was all over the place. That's so true. The last half didn't strike me as someone who's like an MMA, like, whose first thought when battling restaurants are battling would to put them in the octagon or whatever it's called.
And then he goes, oh, and Anthony Bourdain vouched for this. And I'm like, hang on.
This person is all over the place.
I want grass-fed beef.
This is like an annoying version of Blaze.
Oh.
Right? Am I wrong?
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Like, this would be, if Blaze were more like Karen-y.
Karen,
not at all. Like, if you were more...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because his interests really do cross over. Like, martial arts, yeah. Anthony Bourdain, yeah. Breakfast food.
Yeah. He's got opinions on Waffle House. He would never write a review like this, ever, no. Or even think this way. But this sounds like someone related to him. Or yeah. Someone he... Maybe Blaze trained this person.
Maybe an alternate timeline.
Or that.
Yeah. Like, true. The villain of... Blaze villain. Blaze with a Z.
Blaze with a Z. Oh, boy.
It's alter ego.
Okay. My next one. This is from Izzy. Okay. Who does call it Waho?
Oh.
So Izzy says, I told myself I'd stop sending so much in, but then you gave the Waffle House theme and I couldn't help myself. I'm from Georgia, aka Waho headquarters. So this is from the source, Waho.
From the source.
And it's chaos is a staple of our culture. The last time I went, my waitress got fired in a screaming match while serving us, and we wound up trapped there until 3 a.m. because their cash register wasn't working. So...
Wait, one time Mom and I went to Waffle House. I just remembered this.
Uh-oh. What did and you we, unlock, Izzy?
We real...
You're getting her therapy bills.
Hey, this is... I've had another repressed memory come back.
What?
Mom and I forgot our wallets, and we went to a Waffle House.
Both of you? Oh... I thought you forgot your wallets at the Waffle House.
No.
Neither of you had a method of payment. And
we had already eaten, and we sat there, and we really were panicking. And we didn't know what... We really simply didn't know what to do. And I had to go out to the car and, like, scrounge up, like, nickels yeah. from, like, under the floor yeah. mats yeah. and stuff. And then I think we didn't even end up having enough change, and I had to, like... I don't remember even how we handled it, but I remember it just being such a panic-fueled moment of like, oh my god, neither of us brought our bags, and welp.
Yeah, that anxiety
we either have to
not...
dine and dash or find like $11 worth of nickels in
you
the car.
If dine and dashing was an option, I would be so shocked if you would ever like consider doing
that. I mean,
that.
I think it was floated for approximately a millisecond and then
yeah.
immediately shot down by both of us, but...
My god.
Awkward.
Well, I hope you didn't have the kind of experience that Jack here had, because this is a one-star review of a Waffle House in Woodstock, Georgia. Men are not made to be a waitress. Why does Waffle House not understand this? End of review.
What does it mean?
Is that insane?
What?
They think men shouldn't be served, like... waiters or whatever, like men shouldn't wait tables.
But what, has he been to any other restaurant ever? Has he been to Denny's, IHOB?
I don't know. Maybe been like maybe has somehow only had non-male wait staff or like staff members. I don't understand how this is possible.
He needs to be careful because there are some Waffle Houses that welcome men even into the women's bathroom.
True. Yeah,
and I feel like that would just tip him over the edge.
That would be so bad.
He would lose his mind. I think he would lose it.
I think so too. I like am still just like shocked by this, like that someone can have that
such a weird opinion
viewpoint.
It's like a weird hill to die on, like,
yeah, and to have that viewpoint, like, there's nothing. So a lot of things you're like, chalk it up to, not chalk it up as if to excuse it, but you can say, oh, this older person has like really outdated views.
Right.
But in this case, it's like, what the fuck? Like, where have you been? Like the past however many years?
Yeah, I
like,
feel
this is something, this is so weirdly like,
I wonder if it's because it's like diner culture. Like they want like the diner vibe of like a, you know, a woman serving them at a diner. I don't know, but like even in,
I don't get. Oh, maybe
even on TV there are like males.
What? Name one. I can name women.
Phil
of the future. Phil Dunphy.
What are you asking me to do?
Who's Phil?
I don't know.
Name a TV diner
what
waiter.
Do you, what do you mean?
A man.
You can name women.
I can like name shows or things that have women as a diner. Like,
okay, what about the Bee in a, no, what's that show with the two girls?
You're floundering.
It's the two girls,
you know,
who work in a diner.
You know what? Maybe what?
It's the two girls who work in a diner.
Yeah.
What's that show called?
Two Broke Girls or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's the one.
What about it?
There's a man there, I think.
Yeah, you think? You don't know? See, Christina, but you know that those two are women.
Kat Dennings.
Maybe Jack here has a good point. Just kidding, he doesn't.
He's right.
There is really no point. Like, that's the thing. There's no point
we
here.
We should go back in time to the time when apparently there were only female servers.
What if someone emails us, like, you didn't know that Waffle House, like, used to only hire, like, female servers up until, like, 2015?
If that's true, like, tell me, because
yeah.
I want to know.
That's, wait, yeah, we don't know anything.
I feel like I haven't tested you. Name these servers you so magically know about.
No, like when I think of like any shows with,
yeah, say them.
Like Twin Peaks. Uh-huh. Twin Peaks.
There's no male server in there.
Riverdale.
It's convenient you're choosing shows I've never seen.
Might be intentional. People are going to be like,
well, actually, Phil worked on both of those shows.
Phil of the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. Baby Driver.
Well, in a Cinderella story, Hilary Duff did also work at the diner.
Cinderella story. See?
All right. So this is an email from Desi. She, her.
Bet Jack would love Cinderella story. Okay, I'm done.
Jack would get it. Email from Desi, she, her, who said that she grew up in Atlanta. There are so many Waffle Houses. There are, I think she said like four in a 20-minute radius of her. But she said there's one that she never went to, still doesn't go to, because growing up she heard that a server spiked her coworker's drink with meth. And, you know, it sounds kind of like a rumor,
like
folklore, urban legend.
Like urban legend, yeah.
She then followed up with an article. And this person was arrested for serving their male coworker, a meth-laced beverage and sending him to the hospital.
Holy shit.
So it was not just like an urban legend about WAHO. It was a very real thing. So
that
just
sounds like, yeah, like drugs in your Halloween candy. It's right. Like, no one's gonna waste drugs on Halloween candy, which I still think is true, but fuck, why would you waste meth
in Atlanta? Anything's possible.
Is it it's an Atlanta thing. Tell all those Atlanta people
that's
about
what I have to say about it. As a Kentuckian, that's my strong opinion.
Yeah, that would never happen.
No.
To the shining beacon of light that is Kentucky. I didn't.
Are you done?
Yes. I'm from Ohio. I can't talk about anything.
Yeah, right. I know. Like half my reviews are from Ohio Waffle Houses. So this is a Waffle House in Atlanta, and this is a one-star review by Dolores. There was too much friction.
Oh. Where?
Let me tell you. There was too much friction. One of the night cooks was acting like a bull alligator and pulling her weight on another worker. End of review.
Oh, do you look up a bull alligator? What is that?
It's like a giant alligator.
Oh. Holy shit, it is.
They're really scary.
Jeez, that's a very specific type of alligator bring up.
They're like a very prehistoric
Jesus
dinosaur creature.
Those are intense.
right?
I don't want my Waffle House waffles being served by a bull gator.
I kind of do, though.
Oh my god, they're so massive. This is insane.
Aren't they scary?
They're scary.
Yeah, they're like dinosaurs.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at pictures of like people like trying to like play with them, and I'm like, they're reptiles. They're not.
We can set out a PSA right now. Don't fuck with wild animals, people. Period.
I'm not even talking about wild animals.
I am. I'm talking about all of them.
I know, but I'm even talking about like. It doesn't matter.
No, you're right. Bull gator specific. Like, okay, if you had a choice between messing with a bull gator and a sandpiper, pick the sandpiper.
No, I'm just sad because...
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. I'm, like, making assumptions.
I'm just sad because I read an article where an alligator, like, attacked its trainer and, like, she's, like... And I'm sure she's a professional or whatever. But I'm like, oh, my gosh. These animals, they're, like, dinosaurs. I feel like they just can't...
Why are you training a bull gator?
They can't, like, love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like people who own exotic pets and think like, oh yeah,
it's different.
They would never hurt me. Like I raised them or whatever, and then they fucking hurt you.
And I don't mean that this trainer, because I have no context for that. But I guess what I'm saying is just like I see that picture of like someone hugging this alligator, and I'm like, nothing good can happen here.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so there was a lot of friction, which by the way was spelled FritCition.
Frit kitchen.
A lot of friction.
Fritchkin.
So this sounds like a frightening. I don't know. I don't remember if it's the same one where the meth incident happened, but if it is, it must be on a ley line or something. Like something is awry at this Waffle House.
You keep saying that, and every time I'm like, what?
I do?
Ley line? You've said that before, and I'm like, why is that? Isn't that what we talked about it like two episodes ago, I feel.
I feel like we didn't.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe we're on a ley line.
Oh, sometimes I lay on a ley line.
I don't know what a ley line. Oh, L-E-Y. Okay. Oh, so it's like, that's some like Da Vinci Code shit.
Okay, listen. It's like what you use divining dowsing rods.
Yeah. What you said to me last time you said this.
No, I said it at the live show, and you probably just heard me say it like 8 times at a live show.
Okay, maybe.
Your turn.
Maybe we're on a ley line if you connect all of the Waffle Houses. Maybe we're in the center.
That's some Da Vinci Code shit.
That's the late. We're on the Waffle House ley line. Okay. I only have redemptions now, so should I go ahead with one?
Let me see how many I've left.
I have 2 redemptions.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so this first one is from Chris again. Of that, what is it, Willoughby or whatever?
Yeah, or
I think
no.
It's the same one.
Is it Willoughby? That doesn't sound right.
There's an
Wallaby?
Willoughby. It was Willoughby. Oh. Ohio Waffle House. Here's a review by Tina, 5 stars. I go on a date every Sunday with my son, although they bring me the wrong waffle every time. End of review.
Wait, that's the cutest
thing. Isn't that so sweet?
That's the sweetest thing I ever heard.
That made me so happy.
That's the kind of person I aspired to, just be like so easy breezy. Just like whatever. Like, you know, no expectations.
Exactly.
Just like enjoy the good part, you know. I love that. So this is an email from Taylor, who sent a review of a Lima, Ohio Waffle House. And this is a 1-star review by Josh. I went inside to order my food, and a homeless person snuck into the backseat of my car. I completely aware that was my fault, but you'd think, okay, why would one of the workers say, hey, I wouldn't leave that car running or unlocked because of this location or area. All I'm saying is a heads up would have been nice as all.
What?
half shrug emoji. This thing?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I use that one all the time. I do not use it in a context like that, though.
It's a little tood.
That would be for, like, shrugging. Like, I would use a shrug, not the half one. The half one's for, like, oh, yeah, I just went to Lulu again and got got something there.
He
got some shorts.
He keeps texting me that, and I'm like, just stop.
Got some shorts at Lulu. That one.
I'm completely aware that was my fault. But why did nobody fix it for
what?
Me?
What? Like, what would they do?
They would say, hey, I wouldn't leave that car running or unlocked. As if they're outside checking.
Yeah, what are they doing? Yeah, this is so stupid. I don't know.
Weird, right?
Like, I'm not saying that that should have happened, but like, what does it have to do with the Waffle House?
A heads up would have been nice.
A heads up. This happens? Like, this might happen to you? Like,
oh, gosh.
I don't understand.
Hey, what everybody, they would expect. This is a heads up. If you leave your car unlocked, someone might open the door. Okay, is that enough of a heads up for you? Because it doesn't matter where you are.
It might be me in a CVS parking lot, because I did that once and opened someone else's door and hopped in, was like, looked around like, this is not my car.
I've done that too. Yeah. I did that actually a couple weeks ago in Chicago. Lisa pulled up to pick me up, or she dropped me off. Actually, she did this thing. She pulled over in the car.
Yeah.
Driver's seat. I'm in the passenger seat. She goes, should I park and go in, or would you rather go get it? So I'm like, all right, I'm going. So I went and picked up all her Starbucks. I walk out and I see the car. It's like a rental car. And I open the door and I'm like, this is so weird. I look, glance in the back seat. I'm like, I don't remember Lisa having a big
whole family back there.
I was like, I don't remember Lisa having a poster of like beetles and like bugs.
Okay, did you report this car to the police?
It was like a big artwork of like beetles. And I was like, and my fucking dumb brain was like, I don't remember this anyway. And then I like looked around and I was like, this car is really dirty for our rental car. Like, it took me so long.
Was anyone in it?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Thank God.
And I was like, could you not just look?
Maybe a serial killer or a victim in the trunk, maybe.
I mean, right?
Because then I jumped out and Lisa was pulling up and she was like, what are you doing? Like, behind her driver's seat. And I was like, what the fuck? And she had pulled up. It was like the same fucking silver SUV.
I doubt that. I'm looking at, there's no way, Christina. This car was a completely different color, completely different style. Everything about it was different.
It was a green Mustang. Okay, it doesn't matter. That's not the point of the story. But then Lisa was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. And I'm holding like four drinks. They're all hers. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I did kind of almost end up in a rough situation there.
The amount of times I've like come over to your house when Lisa's here and she's like, and you're like, do you want this Starbucks?
She buys like 16 Starbucks at a time and then it's like, who wants them?
Why? Like, whose is it? She's like, you're like, oh yeah, it's just one of Lisa's that she's not going to drink.
It's just one of Lisa's. She sometimes just kind of brings them around. She's like the Starbucks fairy. But anyway, so I did get into the car by accident. And then I did wonder why Lisa suddenly cared about beetle taxidermy so much.
Yeah, she's like, what? She went around the block and was like, found a poster to buy, and you thought, like,
it was like so dumb because I'm like, I've been in this car all weekend.
Where did this come from?
Like, all That's weekend, so I've been funny. In this car.
That's so funny.
Where else would I don't know where don't this would have come from.
Christina,
and my thought was, why isn't Lisa in the driver's seat? And also,
I'm going to wait for her now.
But the door's unlocked, so I must be welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is my PSA. Really dumb people like me just open car doors. I would lock your door whether you're going inside a Waffle House or
just
anywhere, really.
Yeah, if you're worried about that at all, or if you think that that's something you wouldn't like happening to you, lock your door, period. There you go. Don't blame Waffle House for that. Mm-hmm. This third one.
That's the thing. You could blame Waffle House for so many things.
Exactly.
This seems like the last thing you could actually
legitimately
blame a Waffle House for.
It's like, realistically, you can write a review of Waffle House that's one star and I'm gonna not say anything negative.
Legit. 100%. Like, yeah, anything you can think of except this.
Okay, here's another five star though.
Great.
This one's from Izzy. Another from Izzy. This is Woodstock, Georgia. Five stars by Katie. When I'm hungover and can't remember my name, I remember exactly how I want my hash browns. End of review.
And they bring them to me incorrectly. Yeah, and I still love it.
I could totally see a Waffle House regular being drunk, you know, always going when drunk and then going sober and like asking for something and it's like served completely differently. And they're like, what the hell? Like, and it turns out they've just been like,
that's your
getting
order.
The wrong thing or something.
That's your special. Yeah. We call it the Katie special.
The Katie special.
So this is from Megan, she, her, and it's a one star review of a Waffle House in Louisiana. And this is a review by Sam. Sat at the counter on a very busy day. Saw a homeless man with his fingers all over the complimentary coffee and sugar just inside the door. Was splashed by the lady washing dishes. Saw one of the cooks relight the gas burner using a paper towel. Put out the paper towel with a spatula.
Sounds like a sitcom.
That part I believe and I find is hilarious.
Yeah, that one
is. It does sound like a sitcom. It sounds like whatever I called Two Broke Girls earlier. saw one of the cooks relight the gas burner using a paper towel, put out the paper towel with a spatula, and then the lady next to me ended up with ashes on her bacon. Staff visibly eating chocolate chips and drinking milk. And on top of all that, my food took a long time. End of review.
How dare they eat while I'm eating?
That was, I think, what Megan said. Like, they were visibly eating the chocolate chips.
What do you want them?
Such a strange thing to be mad about. Like, yeah. Some reviews were like, I saw them doing drugs. And I'm like, okay, that would be a little more troubling with, like, a fire source and, your food involved. And like, a story in the news about the meth spiking. Yeah. I get it. But, eating chocolate chips behind the counter doesn't seem that dramatic.
Well, having an issue with anybody, like, regardless of how you view them, having their fingers in the complimentary,
that's so gross.
That
was troubling again.
It's
that,
like, what?
You know what? That reeks of the same person who said, like, I'm coming from a different side of town to see how the other half lives.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a really icky, I mean, sure, you get although I feel like splashed by the lady washing dishes is probably, like, a drop hit the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ow.
I mean, it's a fucking Waffle House.
That's the thing I don't...
People are so just...
That's the thing I don't get.
Too much. Like, too much.
What do you expect? They do their thing and they do it okay.
And it seems like no one here is actually hurting anybody, so please just leave everyone alone.
Except the guy who's apparently, like, putting out fires with a spatula, but...
I mean, if it works, it works.
You know what? You're right. He's saving the day, as far as I'm concerned.
Would you rather the fire not go out?
You're right. You're right. You're completely right. So now I also have redemptions. This is another from Megan. It's a 5-star review of a Louisiana Waffle House, and it has a picture. 5 stars. I am a lifelong fan of Waffle House, and when I had to work the afternoon of Thanksgiving 2019, I took my French fiancé and his best friend from Paris here for what I consider a staple American breakfast. Waffle, eggs, hash browns, grits, toast. We ordered several all-American breakfasts, and they ate everything in sight. When your food can impress 2 tourists from France, you're doing something right. As usual, the service was excellent and staff was super friendly. We had to wait about 10 minutes for a table because this was one of the only places open on Thanksgiving, and we had a fly circling our table for a while. But I mean, come on, it's Waffle House. That's all part of the vibe. And then here's a photo of the 2 Parisians.
This person gets it. Oh, that's amazing.
Eating their waffles.
That's so cute. That's so amazing.
I know, it's so wholesome.
Oh,
so wholesome. And now this is my final one. It was sent in by Carissa, and of course, it is a review of Houston Waffle House by Fox. Correct. Guess how many stars? Oh, this was written January 2022.
Probably 4 stars.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're getting in this guy's head.
Oh, I know Fox. Yeah. We go way back.
4 stars. God. If you're religious... go to St. John the Apostle House. If you want a crappy meal, go instead to Awful House. If Barbie and me take you to our workplace, then it's Brothel House.
Oh, no.
But if you want the best patty melt, go to Waffle House. If you're a dictator... It's not over yet.
Oh, I thought it was... I was like, oh, okay, that was a good... Okay.
No, it's
we're short and sweet.
It's
no,
still
it's still going. Okay.
If you're a dictator, then we're all going to Topple House. If you want to... Oh... If you want to F an ugly person, try Beer Goggle House.
Oh, dear.
And if you're drunk and you can't get it up, then just give Oral House. Okay, this really did go kind of...
Did you, like, just read this for the first time?
Yes, I saw Fox write a review and I just put it in my document.
I was like, why are you... I was like, you're bringing this to all of us. Like, this is on you here. I'm not blaming Carissa here.
I just trust his poetry and I don't know why. And if you're drunk and you can't get it up, then just give Oral House.
Why did you read it again?
I don't know, but it doesn't rhyme. But if you want the best late night food, go to Waffle House. What? That's its own line. We're actually big fans of the Waffle House. For example, their hash browns all the way with all the stuff on them can be pretty delicious. And we're also fans of the melts. Indeed, the chicken melt and the patty melt are pretty delicious here. This location isn't always as good as the others and often doesn't answer their phone, and it's not my favorite, but we're also really glad it's here, and the fact that this is open 24 hours is a massive bonus, and there's honestly not enough 24 hours food in Houston, and that's why I added the extra star. That was one sentence. In any case, I've always been in love with Waffle House hash browns. I get them with everything on them, even the jalapenos, even though sometimes not the cheese. Especially the chunks of ham and the chili, so good. They often make me run to the bathroom, though. Oh my god. This place makes them as well as any. Absolutely spectacular hash browns all the way, especially with the onions ham chili. And their patty melt and chicken patty melt, sensational. And don't get me started on that awesome sausage breakfast sandwich. My reviews are full of waffle, and so is Waffle House. Match made in heaven, am I right? End of review. And then so there's a photo of Waffle House of this location, and the caption is, "Waff the fuck?" the end. That's all I've got for you today.
Oh, Fox, you genius. Dog. You're at it again.
At it again.
At it again.
With the sensational poetry.
I wonder how many Waffle Houses Fox has reviewed and what the rating range was.
Yeah, I wonder what, like, the median.
Yeah, I probably assume it's around 3 or 4, which I think it makes sense.
I would guess, because he really does seem to enjoy Waffle House as a brand in general, not just this location.
Yeah. I feel like he's generally very fair with his star ratings. Well, his words might be not everyone's cup of tea, myself included sometimes, Fox. But generally, I feel like
he's pretty across the board. Like, he doesn't mince his words. I don't know what he does to his words. Something really weird, but...
Something. Oh, well, thank you for that. Okay, time now for my challenge.
Great.
So again, my challenge was to find positive reviews of novelty food items that are meant to be disgusting.
Okay.
So this was really pretty easy because, surprisingly, people were pretty much understood why they were buying these novelty food items.
Okay.
Because they were novelty food items. So
great.
I'll start with this one. It's Lester's Fixin's Ranch Dressing Soda.
God.
12-ounce bottle.
They sell this at Jungle Gyms.
Yep. It's literally just meant to taste like
so repulsive
ranch.
To me.
Here's a 5-star review. This is by Alan. Why is everyone giving this a bad rating? Seriously? You all know what it is and have a general idea that you may not like it. Don't give it a bad rating because it tastes close to what is expected. Use some critical thinking before leaving someone a bad rating. Every time I see things like this, I can't help but lose faith in people. End of review.
It's a good point.
This person gets
it. Why are you wasting your time reviewing a nasty food item it's gross?
And those people existed.
It's so
people
weird.
Were like, this was nasty, 1-star. And I'm like, it's called ranch flavored soda. Hello.
This person's right that, like, it does make me really question the general state of humanity, where I'm like, oh, sorry, are we not on the same page that, like, ranch flavored soda is a disgusting concept? Or are you really just going, yum?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well, thankfully, I have someone else who gets it. Another 5-star review. This is by Helen. 5 stars of the same stuff, the ranch dressing soda. Oof, it's descriptive, so just fair warning.
Okay.
Putrid zombie pus, vinegar flavor with rotting flesh, somewhat sweet, but in a way that tastes like bacteria is growing. The sickening bloated effect afterwards is beyond nauseating. The putrid smell is as off-putting as it gets. I would honestly rather be killed by a water fountain drowning accident than to have to drink this foul, yeast-infected tasting drink again.
Oh my god.
This will forever and always adulterate your opinion of ranch. It honestly smells like you are living in a hairy, sweaty armpit with a bursted skin tag wart from a hillbilly in the deep south wearing overalls and no shirt, toothless, and maybe a shaved nipple hanging out. End of review.
What?
Hey.
On God's green earth was that?
I don't know. I really didn't like it. I hated that I read it. I hated that I brought it to you all, but they left 5 stars.
Oh, yeah.
So they understood. That's why I said it's a positive one, because they were reviewing this, being honest about their feelings, but positively saying, like, as if that's what they knew what they were going to get.
Basically said, like, this had its intended effect.
Yes, exactly.
That's repulsive.
Yeah.
The fact that they know so much about what, like, a yeast infection tastes like, all that really makes me icked out. There's just a lot there, like bacteria growing, like just stuff that
Very
visceral, and I feel like maybe they should get into creative writing if they aren't already. or I mean, this is, I guess, just a version of creative writing.
I'd rather not read it.
Right, yeah. No offense. For a very specific audience.
It's not for me. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah, maybe they should, but maybe they shouldn't. I don't know.
That's true. Maybe they just simply should not.
My next one is of Archie McPhee Shiitake Candy Canes gift box of funny flavored mushroom 6-count.
Why?
And it's these shiitake mushroom candy canes with a very interesting mushroom logo.
Oh my.
That is a mushroom with a candy cane.
He's looking like he's having a good time.
He looks like he's smoking it.
A funny cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Here's a 5-star review by Ryan titled, "Interesting." Good for a joke. At work, we broke off small pieces so more could get the experience. Definitely a unique experience, and I'm glad they're gone. But we'll purchase again when we have enough staff turnaround just to torture a new group. End of review.
Great for hazing purposes.
Literally, that's their thought. It's like, you know, this is gross as hell, but I can't wait to buy more when people get fired.
But once again, it serves its purpose.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly. Like, you know, there's an Amazon category titled gross food, or no, it was called, I think it was like gross food, I think it was the whole category. Granted, there were some things in there that did not belong, in my opinion.
Like what? Because I feel like some people...
But they just have random candies in there. No, it was, no, I promise, like not even...
Not like anchovy paste or something.
No, there was not, like those stuff, that stuff all belonged, whatever. But there was some stuff that I'm like, why is this in here?
Really?
Yeah, I think it just got mislabeled somehow. But yeah, it was a lot to scroll through, and there were some interesting choices out there.
I remember it's called Clam Decane, and I...
Clam Decane,
it makes
gross.
Me really...
I don't even want to think about
don't,
that
don't, it
one.
Makes me ill. I'd rather eat the mushroom one.
Well, how about this? How about Pickle Gourmet Flavored Cotton Candy?
No.
Unique idea for holidays, birthdays, gag gifts, party favors.
Like, I get how... pickle flavor could work on some things, but I don't really like cotton candy to begin with. So
I was reading there's this pickle energy drink, or it's like an electrolyte drink, and I was reading reviews because I thought it was like called pickle juice or something, but that's apparently like really good for cramping and stuff, so it was actually not even that gross. But like, it just looked so hilarious because it's just called pickle juice, and it's like really intense lettering. It looks like an
pickle
energy
juice.
Yeah, it's like literally pickle juice sport. It looks like an energy drink.
Oh my god, like Muscle Milk but pickle juice.
Yeah, so I thought it was kind of a joke, but it's not. It's just literally just pickle juice. And I was reading the 5-star reviews, and people were like, oh, I'm so glad I discovered this, it makes running so much better.
Asking for a friend, when you say cramping, do you mean muscle cramping?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry. Yes, sorry.
I was like, oh, a new fun, a little hack, a little period hack.
This one is for athletes,
for us girlies. No.
Yeah, no. Okay. I don't know, stops and prevents muscle cramps. Yeah.
Okay.
Purified and fortified pickle flavored purpose-built sports drink, translucent in color.
I wonder if it's because salt is...
It says it contains over 10 times the electrolytes
right.
as most sports drinks.
Right, I bet it's the salt that, like, yeah. you know, you lose during sweat.
And the, like, most common phrase I saw was, flavor was not that bad. Like, people said, like, it's not that bad.
I like that that's the 5-star.
Yeah, so it's kind of boring because everyone was just like, yeah, it's not so bad, actually. But yeah, it's interesting. But this is a review of the pickle cotton candy.
Okay.
5 stars. This is by Diane, titled Pickles. This cotton candy was bussin'. As a pickles goddess, the flavor was very rich and delicious, and it contains zero fat, so that's a plus. End of review.
As a sexy, curvy pickle goddess.
As the pickle goddess, yeah.
Wow, I'm just picturing... First of all, I know their name was not Diane, because I feel like people named Diane don't really say bussin', but I'll give it to you. But I'm just picturing this person, like much like I'm on my fainting couch, lying on kind of a chaise lounge and getting fed like pickle cotton candy as the pickle queen, or what does she call herself? Pickle goddess.
Pickles. As a pickles goddess.
Yeah, I just feel like she's getting like...
pickles.
Fanned with a pickle.
Fanned with a pickle.
Well, that part doesn't really work, but...
Like maybe a giant pickle, like a... What are they called when they're in...
slice!
Yeah, a slice.
A bread and buttered slice.
Yeah. One of those, yeah. A giant one of those being fanned, yeah.
And there's just like little drops of pickle juice flying.
For the cramping.
For all the cramping.
Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Well, here's the thing that you've been waiting for. This is a review of the Jelly Belly Bean Boozled Jelly Beans Gift Box Wild and Weird Flavors. So this is a one, it comes with it's a pack of two spinner gift box. So it has the box, and inside on one part, there's the jelly beans, the other, there's a spinner. So then you spin it. And whoever spins it, you have to, like, eat that kind. Like,
do you want to, should we explain to people who might not know what it is?
Yeah. So, a lot of the flavors are really disgusting. And a lot of the flavors are really tasty. And they look the same.
Right.
So you don't know what you're going to get.
Like, you're not sure if one is, like,
So the examples they give, is it Stinky Socks or Tutti Frutti?
See, and it's, like, pretty wild how they can actually get some of these.
Yes.
Tastes.
Is it strawberry banana smoothie or is it dead fish flavor?
That's bad.
Yeah, that's foul.
That's bad. Dead fish.
Yeah, so you have to spin and then grab one of that color that it lands on and hope that you didn't get the gross one.
I mean, it's kind of a genius invention.
I weirdly agree that this is genius.
We used to have fun with that. What were the ones that... There were some gross ones that I liked, and some, like, the one I liked was grass flavored.
Oh.
I always thought grass tastes pretty good.
Well, just wait for my next set of reviews. I've got my final two.
What's your least favorite jelly bean flavor?
I really didn't like the popcorn.
That's my least favorite.
That was gross.
I just think that's nasty.
It's so gross. Something, like, I love popcorn. Jelly beans are my favorite candy. It's a little harder to find them vegan, like Jelly Belly. They don't sell vegan ones.
About candy corn too.
No, candy corn.
Oh, seasonal. I'm sorry. You're right.
No. Candy corn is impossible to find.
No. I know. But as far as favorite candy, I thought it was candy
seasonally.
Corn.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I see. I was like, please.
God, I almost. No,
jelly beans are my favorites. Like, like Mike and I, like anything jelly bean adjacent. Like,
sure.
Mike and I, I love dots.
I love dots.
Like the fruity kind of chewy things. I love those.
Are Mike and Ike's vegan?
Yes.
I love Mike and Ike's.
Yeesh.
What about, and most jelly beans are not.
Most are not. Most have, like, beeswax or confectioner's glaze.
Or gelatin.
Or gelatin. I think, like, Trader Joe's ones are vegan.
Is Bamboozled?
Bean Boozled is not vegan. Jelly Belly, I don't think, sells any vegan.
Well, and also,
I'm not going to do Bean Boozled anyway.
Do they actually put dead fish flavor? How do they do that?
I think, quote unquote, natural flavors. I have no idea.
Yeah, natural. That sounds like
The word natural in the freaking thing, it means nothing.
I know. That's
but
what
yeah,
I'm
it's
saying.
Some weird...
It sounds like they just put dead fish in there.
Yeah, it contains weird shit. So, anyway, here's a 5-star review titled, Fun Game to Play with In-Laws and Other Horrible People. Ha ha. This is something, this review. I bought these to have fun with my nephews and in-laws. It was the best game ever because my mother-in-law hated it. Ha ha ha. She kept getting the gross flavors, and that was fine by me because she's usually a bitter woman, so this was perfect payback. My nephews loved it and didn't want to stop playing, so grandma, aka my mum-in-law, had to keep eating snot-flavored jelly beans. End of review.
Oh, snot flavor's gross. It's like salty. Like, it tastes
so
like
gross.
Boogers.
Like a booger,
it's
yeah.
It's so gross.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Wow, what a beautiful... I mean, honestly, like...
You feel the same way.
No. But Cherry and the Lampoon Alleys are known for their love of Bean Boozled. But no, it's a little sad because I'm like, oh, that's sad that they want their mother-in-law to have a bad time. But also I'm like, I guess it's as harmless as you could get with a family feud. Like,
that's a good point. At first I was like, yeah, because I was feeling pretty
kind of sad.
Sad.
But also I'm like, well, I guess if that's the worst it gets, you're like, haha, eat this snot-flavored jelly bean and make your grandchildren laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I guess there's worse things, but
you guess. Yeah, I'd say so.
I'm not positive, but it might be.
And my last product, I have two reviews from it. It's Grass Soda Pop. Weird and surprising soda. It says mowed and bottled in the USA.
Okay, here's the thing.
Talk to me.
I shouldn't say this on the podcast, but ever since I was little, I've always liked the taste of grass.
You've already said that like 10 no, minutes ago.
I haven't finished.
Oh.
I used to like eat grass. You know this about me. I mean, you used to. You probably blocked it out. I used to just like eat pieces of grass. I thought it tasted good. And now that I have a dog, I realize, like, wow.
Gross.
You shouldn't eat stuff that's on the ground that isn't washed first.
I will not comment on this, but I'll let my friend Frank, the reviewer, comment on this. Okay.
I really hate that I just announced that.
Here's a 5-star review. I once ate grass as a kid.
Yeah.
Don't judge, we all did. And this didn't taste like grass. It was like a floral wine cream soda. Still, it's so good that I will be repurchasing. End of review.
Frank, you just validated something that I've always felt so weird and cringy about, which I still do, don't get me wrong. But I always was like, has nobody else ever had this feeling before? And I really just thought, not just me.
I'm sure, yeah. No, I didn't know that about you.
I shouldn't go on, but there is something else I used to eat.
What?
What's the matter with me?
What else did you eat?
Tissues.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
That sounds more familiar.
Why did I do that?
Huh.
I mean, we all know I'm mentally ill.
You would put, like, snot-flavored jelly beans
no,
in
I
the
didn't
tissues.
Do that.
To like make
that actually would have made more sense, probably.
I don't,
like, at least it would have been some
know,
weird
but,
logic.
Yeah.
But no, I just
what logic is there?
I don't know. It would have been like maybe a funny like
ugh.
Prank.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
To myself.
Okay.
I used to do that, and I would like do
I
it
know,
like, and think it was like quirky and interesting.
Oh, that's true. Zooey Deschanel did that. That's how you got that. Very twee of you.
She and I had the same polka dot flats, and we just ate tissues. No, that's just me. I did do that. This is really something I shouldn't. Oh, too late.
Hey, it's therapy, right? Now people will. I have a feeling you'll receive emails of people very validating, very validating
good.
Experience. Because I'm sure there are so many people who've had that same thing with many other things. I'm trying to not to try to like compare
you,
myself, but I'm sure there is something that I like.
I feel like we
eat
both,
that I shouldn't eat.
It had to be because you and I have both very similar issues and in a lot of ways, and I would be surprised if there was like
nothing yeah.
similar, but
I'll think about it. I don't have anything off the top of my head. I would definitely say it at this point because
I've already
yeah I don't know,
but like I don't know, I just was like, oh, they taste funny, and then people would always react so wildly that I think I just it ended up being like a shtick or something. I don't know.
Huh.
It wasn't like I let's just say I.
You ate grass and
I have
tissues.
I have OCD
yeah,
now.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed, so we're
yeah.
okay.
Okay.
You don't need to like help me figure it out, folks out there, because don't worry, I'm working on it. But anyway, if anyone else has done this,
yeah.
Frank and I want you to feel like you're less alone.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Okay, good. And here's what good old Ronald has to say about this same beverage. 5 stars. And I'm going to spoil a little something. 59 people found this review helpful.
Ooh.
Okay. It's a short and sweet one, but 59 people liked it. Here we go. I'm in charge of bringing drinks on Easter. End of review.
Oh, like, that's it?
That's it.
59 people were like, hell yeah, Ronald.
They're like, yeah, you get it. Like, you show this, give this to people.
I love this notion that everybody gets split up at like a potluck sort of situation. Like, you bring the napkins, you, and then they're like, what should Ronald bring? We'll just have him bring the drinks. He can bring like a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper or whatever. And he's like, oh, I've been tasked with a very important job.
On a whim, I clicked on Ronald's profile. The exact same review was written also for Pickle Soda Pop.
He is having the time
this
of his life.
This is amazing.
By the way, his nephews or grandchildren or nieces or whoever
yep.
just fucking love him.
Yeah.
Like, you just know he shows up and he's like, guess what I brought?
Oh, Ronald. Like, Uncle Ronald.
Ronald.
Grandpa Ronald.
You were supposed to bring Dasani water
like,
bottles.
What the heck? And all the kids are just like,
where's
I want to try. I want to try.
Where's the Diet Coke?
That's a very convincing child you just did.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's all I've got.
How those were really good.
It was fun.
And it was kind of random because I saw that challenge and I was like, I feel like it's like easy enough, but easy enough in a way where you could probably dig through and find some like funny ones that
that's
like, it's
the
not
thing is there were so many positive ones that I was like, okay, yeah, they like were like
right.
exactly as intended or like work. There were a lot of like prank people
that,
mentioning
will you
pranks.
Stop just because I said I ate tissues doesn't mean you have to keep eating them. Just like take a minute.
Yeah, I could see myself eating tissues right now.
Always trying to be like his.
I feel like that would be good.
Older sister,
like especially if I'm nervous and just like want to chew on something. Okay, I'll think about it. Maybe after record. I don't want to eat on the podcast. I never do that.
The big mistake that does occur every now and then is when they are lotion.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Don't make the mistake I did.
Those are so, like, specific. Only when, after I've blown my nose so many times that my, like, nose is, like, feeling chapped. Raw and chappy. Is that chappy? Is that a thing? Chapped. Only then do I want the lotion tissues.
Ask so it's cheekery.
Very rare that I want them. Anyway, shall we move on to giving a theme and challenge?
This is bringing me back, you know.
To the good old days.
To my heyday. Yes, let's find a theme and challenge.
Alrighty, so this theme came from actually multiple people have suggested it. A couple people specifically sent in an article from The Everywhereist. Our theme is reviews of Michelin-starred restaurants.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a few people suggested it, and then a few people sent in an article that says, "We eat at the worst Michelin-starred restaurant ever." And there's a whole article going through like their experience dining at this place.
What does it mean? Like the worst rated one?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Okay.
I assume it's something about they had a terrible time despite it being a Michelin star restaurant. Okay, I don't think it's necessarily like...
Because Michelin star means like it's been rated as top tier, right? Like in general.
It's an award that you get if you're good enough. And then you have to actually like keep up your quality in order to keep your stars. And it goes, it's 1 star, 2 star, and 3 star is the best.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That will be very interesting. Mm-hmm. So your challenge for that episode comes from Sky, she, her, who, by the way, wrote, "Hello, Mother of Angels and the Bad Boy of Uncles."
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of pressure. "My challenge is to find positive reviews of companies / industries that you would typically expect to find mostly negative reviews for. Emergency rooms, tow truck companies, dentists, etc." Like anything where it's like,
oh, shitty time.
I would
usually
say Waffle House. I don't know. Anything where it's like, oh, there's like 1 star all across the board, but then there's a positive review. And the backstory that she added, she said, "Backstory you didn't ask for. I just bought my first home, and somehow the date on my payment letters I received via email and mail was incorrect and said May 1st, but the date I signed at was April 1st. So the mortgage company, Union Home, shout out to Emily, Kelly, and Greg, has been nice and pleasant to deal with and helped like waive her late fees, etc." So she, I guess this is just like an example of, you know, usually you expect people to complain about like a mortgage company on the internet. And she says, "With all this hate going around, we could use a little positivity."
I love it. I love a positive fun, challenge. Right? That sounds amazing.
I figured you might enjoy that one. Yeah. So that's from Sky. And then our theme for the following episode comes from Nicole, she, her, hers, who said, "While looking up the show Megan Wants a Millionaire," I've never heard about
Megan Wants a Millionaire?
Yeah. "I found that even trashy reality shows are reviewed on Common Sense Media." Ooh. "This is the perfect time for Christine to put her membership to use. It would be hilarious to find reviews of trashy reality shows that..." And, you know, her thing was written by children or whatever. But I feel like we should just do reviews of trashy reality shows.
Reality shows.
Anywhere, like IMDb.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I'm not paying for a freaking Common Sense.
Well, I almost gave you that as a challenge, and then I was like, but I feel like it would be so wasteful to not use my membership $3 a month.
No, I think that's a great theme.
Because like, there's reviews of Google reality TV shows. There's IMDb reviews.
That sounds great.
You can probably find old DVDs of
and
Next.
I love so many reality TV shows. It's going to be so much fun to go through and like just go through the ones I love and read
but
reviews.
Think about the ones like, so she mentioned Tila Tequila, Shot of Love, or Next, like those old school. You could probably find like DVD copies on Amazon and shit and like read reviews, you know.
Weird. Okay, so. Yeah. This is gonna be fun.
I'm excited.
Your challenge is another, I think, wholesome one. So Taylor sent in this this email, and it was a specific review saying, "As an owner of 3 cats, this really resonated with me. I'm not gonna read the review, but you might want to use it. So I'll put it in your folder." But Taylor says, "Made me think that accidental cat toys could be a fun challenge idea."
Ooh.
So the idea is that someone bought something and their cat loves it. So they're like, okay, I guess it's my cat's now.
I love that.
I'm sure you have experience.
Oh, yeah. Moonshine the other day. We can actually maybe post this picture, I don't know, for that episode or whenever we want. But when I was out of town, Blaze and Sherry, my mother-in-law, sent me a picture of the dog's water bowl and the cat's water bowl. And Mooney likes to drown his toys, as is canon in my family. And Moonshine had just dragged one of Leona's, like, big rattles, like a, it was like a stuffed rattle, but it's like, it's big. And he had just dragged it and drowned it in a bowl of water.
He's really scary.
And that thing is like the size of his body. Like, yeah. I'm like, he carried that thing and drowned it. And it, and by the way, it is a bird rattle.
He's terrifying.
He is. Something is demonic about that creature.
Yeah.
There are definitely plenty of baby toys that I thought would become dog toys, but no, no. They've become moonshine toys. So I love this idea.
Okay, good. Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So all we have to say is go to beach2sandy.com/tour to see us live June 8th, June 9th. Go buy our pins, bit.ly/beach2sandy merch. We love you.
Eek!